We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jamie and Stoney, 97-1, the ticket on a Thursday morning, March 26th. Jamie Samuelson along with Mike Stone. And it was 23 years ago tonight that the Wings met the Avs at Joe Louis Arena. And at the center of that game was our next guest, longtime Red Wing, longtime NHLer, now the host of the Grind Time podcast, a weekly podcast, as it says on the page on Apple Podcasts, with your host, number 25, Darren McCarty. And Darren joins us now on 97.1 The Ticket. Mac, how are you, sir? What's going on?
I'm good. I was, come on, Stoney. Everybody in the world doesn't know what the heck's going on. Let's just chill out on these tickets for a minute.
I know. It's
I love how you bring that up, but I love right. how Jamie, I love how Jamie just sort of says there's a little bit, there's things a little bit more important. We just have to realize that.
I know. Well, Jamie's always been the voice of reason.
Kidding. It's good to see that even though we're talking about 23 years ago, this is something that people out there in the ticket land need to know, that this is nothing new, that I've seen this even back March 26, 97. So the conversation you guys were having before, you've been having for 20-some years. So that's good. Well, good to know the consistency is still there.
Exactly.
Well, you brought it up, Darren. First of all, how are you doing? How's your family doing? Everybody doing okay with all this?
Yeah, you know, my kids are out in California, so they're all doing their thing there. And then my stepkids are here with us. And, you know, I'm in Madison Heights, so doing that. And like you said, between the podcast, I got a new show, WJR, 7-8 on Friday nights. And then Drake Smaltz and I are doing a big live broadcast today up from 4 to 5 with NRM Streamcast. So other than that, I'm trying to keep busy. Just finally the weather's broke. The weather breaks, and it'd be nice to be outside. So, Can you guys all believe it's been 23 years since that day, though?
No, it's incredible. It seems like yesterday. We were, you know, going to talk about later in the program. Do you think the younger generation are sick of hearing about it from us old guys?
Yeah, well, then do something about it.
I know.
Well, you know, because we had to do the same thing. Don't you remember? We had to hear about Gordy and Ted and all the things and never went in, and me, you know, me especially growing up a Red Wings fan, we all know about it. So the only way to shut up the old guys is just like anything else in the family, is go out and do it yourself. So
Darren, I've interviewed you a couple times about this game. I remember Stoney mentioned he was off, so me and Wojo did the show the next day on the old radio station. You came on, and we did a 10-year special about it on the 10th anniversary. And I think every time I interview you about it, I always ask the same question, which is, how did you not get thrown out of that game?
You know what? Here, I got a caveat to that, Jamie, you know, because I actually ran into Paul Dvorsky, who was one of the refs that night, who'd also, I ran into him this year up in the game. And pretty much the Cole's notes is that if you didn't realize that, that was a culmination of the most hated man in the history of hockey almost. You know, but there's been some over time, you know, that you can put it up there with. But I didn't realize the gravity of how hated, because that, you know, covered the Cam Neelys and it covered all the despicable stuff that he'd done to everybody else. And it just culminated there. So the fact that you know, he didn't really get any, Paul Dvorsky, the ref, for me getting 4 minutes for roughing. And you know, the caveat to the whole thing is not just getting the revenge, it's scoring the overtime winner.
Right.
And, yeah. You know, like that's why we're tied. You know, that's the whole thing. And then, you know, one of the things I've been doing for the past 2 years is traveling around doing Darren McCarty Slapstick Comedy Tour. So I explain, and I'll get into it today because I'd like to get into it on the anniversary, is the gravity of the whole situation, because, you know, the hindsight, you know, having four cups and what it meant, but just, you know, I remember the moment, and I tell everybody, I remember the moment at the end, because it was, and it was almost going off the ice, and there's a great pitcher, Drapes, and I hug him, but it was the proverbial, it was wing-wheeled nation everywhere, not in the building, in the city, in the state, the country, everywhere. It was proverbial, everything's going to be all right, I don't know what it means. and then boom, it plays out. Well, I tell everybody the only other time I had that feeling was when Steve Yzerman was introduced as general manager. I had the same feeling, like everything's going to be all right. I don't know what that means, or you know, it's not when, it's when. So we're on the right track. I guess it's a long way to answer your question, Jamie. But if they're going to not hear about this history part, then they're in the right position with the right guys, in my opinion, to do something about it. But again, it's going to be it's not one, it's one.
Darren McCarty joins us on the Jamie and Stoney show. Now, before we get to the actual fight itself, you and Lemieux did like some signings together, and I know people around here were like, oh my God, how can he even be in the same room with that guy? And you kind of said, you know, he's not that bad of a person off the ice. Do you guys talk still, or is that done?
No, listen, I mean, there's a well-documented off-the-record TSN that you can look at, and it was 2011.
Yeah, I remember it.
And that's the first time I ever sat face-to-face with him. And you got to remember, I'm in the throes of alcoholism at the time, too. So you shouldn't have the interview the day after St. Paddy's Day, because I was hungover, and I wasn't in a good mood and ornery. But I call, if anybody knows me, I call it like I see it. And the fact that, as I say this, as to shake the man, you know, I will shake his hand. I have respect for him. There's a different thing, and you have to understand this growing up. And is that some guys just, they're not the same as the way that they play. And I guess Claude could be that way. And I have to give him credit, because he's come in and he's signed that sweet revenge picture, the one where I'm burying him, where it's, and he signed it with Turtle and stuff like that, and he's giving his money back to charity and things like that. So as a person, I gotta call it like I see it, but as a player, I do the same thing to him, you know, for being that way. But I also owe him a debt of gratitude, don't I?
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I think Detroit owes you a debt of gratitude too. So I mean, Darren, obviously then 2.5-3 months later, you scored the cup clinching goal against the Flyers in Game 4. Is there any doubt that March 26th is your greatest night as a Red Wing, or does the cup clincher, like when you talk about your greatest moments?
No, it's if we're going to do something, and you guys brought it up, as far as if these kids are just sick and tired of hearing about history, it's chronological. Without March 26th, that's in my opinion, Red Wing D-Day. You know, that's what I'm, anybody wants to know what I'm doing a lot of is catching up on history, World War I, World War II, Vietnam War, all that stuff. That's what I've been watching and stuff like that. And really it was that impactful, because the whole thing is, you have to realize, and this is a caveat to it, is that every time we got up to the mountain and to the top, and there's a different, and I'll paint it to this team. Because now there's a suck you're going through right now as a Red Wing fan. It's as we did in the Wings, where it's a dead wing era, where you have no expectations. You're watching people, but you know you can't win the cup. You know, it's sort of like being a Lions fan every year, which I can say. Well, I can say that because I grew up across the border.
I've been a Lions fan
as long as anybody else.
I know.
So I'm entitled to that opinion. But what I'm saying is that when you lose in 95 to, well, forget it. 93, you said the president, 93, 94, President's League, lose the first round, San Jose. 95, win the cup. Or not win the cup, play in the finals, lose to Jersey. Then you set the league record, 62 wins. Then you lose to Colorado. Then all this 97 year, you haven't beaten Colorado. So I don't care where you're from, what rivalry it is, the only way out is through. So we had to win the game. Yeah, we had to get the revenge for what happened to Drapes. But in the end, at the end of the day, we had to win the game. So that's the whole thing to it. And then you mentioned 3 months later, you know, things happened quickly. Then I beat one guy one-on-one, and it just so happened it was for the cup clincher. So, you know, things happen for a reason. And but I think that you look back to history, no matter what, where does it start?
The funniest thing is the incident is it starts with Larionov and Forsberg.
Well, here's the thing, Stoney. You got the big, you know, like look how it starts. And I remember inside the blue line because I looked over and it looked like two little puppies on Christmas morning. But you got the biggest – dude, who's the bigger pacifist in the history of the world other than Gandhi, than Igor Larionov? I mean, all five foot five, 130 pounds, soaking wet of him. But he's had enough. And this is where I implore – And I break down and I say, you know, sometimes you look at who did it and it's your elder statesman, right?
Yeah.
Not the guy who's going to do it physically or whatever, but sort of set the spark. And, you know, I was ready, you know, Shanny was obviously ready because without him, I wouldn't have got free out of foot. But the whole thing, the best part is the only thing I ever said about it was, you know, I said one thing to Drapes when I pick him up from the airport that I'd take care of it. That's it. Or in the airport, the hospital, after 2 days after his face was all mangled up in May of 96 at Henry Ford. I remember that's the only thing that was ever said between any of us. And that just goes to show you that, you know, to that mentality, I understand. And I use it as you know, when you have different groups or different cliques or different teams, when they just, you know, you operate on a different level. And that's, you don't think, you just know. And that's, you know, something that 23 years later, I'm proud to talk about. I think that every household should have that fight picture in it, or every establishment in Michigan.
Yes.
But I'm, you know, I'm working on it, Stoney. I think I'm halfway through the state. Maybe not quite halfway, but I was serious. And people ask me that, how many of those fight pictures, you know, the one I'm talking about with Lemieux, yeah, Turtling. And I said, I think, Jamie, in 23 years, it's safe to say I probably signed close to 80,000 of them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Easily.
Well, yeah. It's not easily, Stoney, because I'm not doing Stoney out the guff math. I'm doing try to reality math it, right? You know, like... Like, not 3 weeks ago, it was 2 weeks today, right, Jamie? 2 weeks today we've been holding.
Two weeks
oh,
today.
Oh, my God. You've been
up. 2 weeks changed. Today.
Yeah.
Stanley, get it right.
Stanley.
All right. So, Darren, real quick, before we let you go, so tell us again, today you and Draper and Maltby are doing a webcast about the game?
Yeah, I do. You mentioned Grind Time with Darren McCarty podcast. I drop a new one every Wednesday. With NRM Streamcast, and I'm doing a 25-on-19. I've been doing 3 days a week, but I got Drapes and Maltz. We're going to video chat in there and between 4 and 5 Eastern. We're going to go through it. And everybody, you know, I'm sick and tired. I've been the last couple of years going through and getting people, you know, remembered from my perspective. I got to ask these guys if they remember. I got to ask Drapes about the ride in, the drive into the rink that day, because him and Aaron Ward always used to ride in together. And you know, 23 years later, I got to see if I got to ask. I'm not going to ask Maltz, but I'm going to ask Drapes if I got it right. So he'll tell me. Hey. So you can listen later on today.
We will. Darren, Stoney and I love the game. I'm obsessed with it. It's the greatest hockey night I've ever experienced as a fan. So thanks for being such a big part of it, and thanks for coming on today.
Anytime, guys. And keep doing what you're doing, and we'll get through this, and we'll see you down at the – we'll see at one of the – plate. We'll see at one rink stadium, you know,
something.
Arena.
Hey, Darren, does your cannabis, does that help with this coronavirus?
Absolutely, Stoney. I'll tell you this right now is that there's no – it can't hurt. You get everything working towards you. You get that endocannabinoid system flowing, and you know, I mean, I'm Benjamin Button. Look at me, pictures today to 10 years ago, so 5 years ago. Get educated,
all right, there
get
he
medicated,
is.
And you too could be DMAC. There you go.
Oh, you're the best.
All right, Darren. Thanks, man.
All right, later.
Talk to you soon. Darren McCarty, the one and only on March 26th. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.